Torchwood. Outside the government. Beyond the police. Fighting for the future on behalf of Great Britain. The 21st century is when everything changes and we're ready. Obviously. Hello, Bev. Oh, Ianto. Of course I do. Beautiful Welsh accent, gorgeous coffee. And don't think I haven't noticed the way you look at the lovely Lisa. Now you're blushing. Just ask her out. Actually, no, scratch that. I'll arrange dinner for you both. My treat. Check your diaries and we'll sort something out. Now, is Bev there? No, not a problem. Could you just pop up and let Raj know I've arrived in Cardiff? You know, it's actually rather lovely. I'm standing outside the Opera House looking up at a really rather glorious water feature. It's all very new and shiny. I'm quite jealous. But yes, if you could be a sweetheart and ask Raj to activate his time bubble, that would be great. Ianto Jones, I'm standing on an invisible lift, and I'm about to enter Torchwood 3. Hooray! Captain Harkness. Not bad at all. Very retro. And there you are. We finally meet, and you can't even see me. Oh, but photographs really don't do you justice. And with Susie Costello over there. And Toshiko Sato. Oh, now she's cute. That's the whole team. How marvellous. Torchwood 3. Frozen in time. Time to get to work.
You shouldn't call me. Meredith might have been here. Yeah, I don't think so. I knew you'd do this. Oh, Ross, I'm bored. Can we go out? Ian, I'm married and I've got the interview on Monday and I'm 37 and okay, I'll be honest, new series of Strictly's on in a bit, so no. I won't be coming raving in flares or wherever it is you want to go. End of. Okay, not flares, but wherever. I'm serious though. You know I love you, but we have to be careful. I wouldn't stand a chance of getting it if the press found out. Ross Bevan, 37, secret homosexual. Go out. Go have fun. I'll stay in being the perfect straight man watching Graham Norton and Muscle Mary's prattin' around in sequins. What the hell? Ian, I've really got to go. Yeah, love you too. But some sod's broken one of my windows. What the... What the hell are you then? Okay, it's not Halloween. Is this Sheila? Bloody woman can't take a joke. Look, this isn't funny. If you just go now, I won't call the police, I promise. Okay, so just...
That shop's not been the same since the lovely Indian family. I don't know why we... Ross? Ross! I don't know. Ambulance or police. I don't know. God, I don't know. It's my husband. It's Ross. He's got no head.
Raj, I've got it. The Draven scanner. We'll see what's inside that sphere if it kills us. Well, actually, you know what? I've booked a night in this fabulous new hotel, so keep the time bubble going until morning. I'm looking forward to an evening of peace and quiet and probably a bit too much wine. I know, so naughty. I'll leave the country in your capable hands. See you tomorrow.
Hello, love. Hello?
I'm sorry, are you talking to me?
You must be Torchwood, then.
Torchwood? I don't know what you're talking about.
You just appeared out of nowhere, love. I mean, nobody else noticed, but I know all about you and your little underground base. I work for the council, Z.
How lovely for you. Well, I'd like to stop and chat.
It's the murders, you see. There's been 5 in the last 2 weeks.
Well, murders? That's what the police are for.
Yeah, but the victims, they've all been like me. Counselors.
Well, like I said, you'd better be calling the police.
Oh, I thought you might help me.
Oh, bless you, but no. I'm from London. I don't do local politics. Good night. Oh, that is good. What did you say your name was?
Berta, madam.
Oh, Berta, your hands are out of this world. That's it. You need to leave this hotel, leave Cardiff, leave Wales, come to London and work for me. I've decided we need a masseuse.
I am trained massage therapist, madam.
Oh, even better. Oh, yes. Oh, that's the spot. Oh, happy day.
Fire alarm, madam.
Well, that was too good to last.
Can you smell smoke? It's real fire.
Now, Berta, don't panic. Just follow me and we'll be fine. I'm sure it's nothing to worry about. Grab the Pinot.
The fire, which has been raging for over an hour now, has completely gutted the Manor Rest Hotel. As yet, there are no reported fatalities, but a number of people have been taken to St. Helens Hospital. Local councillor Barry Jackson was one of those at the scene. Mr. Jackson...
It's awful, isn't it? Cardiff's newest luxury hotel, gone.
Mr. Jackson, is it true you went into the fire yourself and saved a number of people?
Who told you that? I was passing, that's all. I just did what anyone else would have done.
Oh, Mr. Jackson, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. He saved my life. He just pulled me out of that fire and he saved my life. Just think if he hadn't been here.
Oh, I really don't want to talk about it.
I'm sure you don't. He's a hero. A true hero indeed. Shan, back to you in the studio.
And for that, I think you owe me dinner.
Me? Dinner?
First, I need some clothes. I can hardly investigate a series of murders dressed in a towel. And that's the last of the Pinot.
I don't understand.
You're a councillor. I spent half my life dealing with civil servants and MPs. They're like children. They don't get what they want, so they have a tantrum and they break things.
You think I burnt down a hotel to get your attention, love? That's some ego you've got.
How very observant of you. Yvonne Hartman.
Barry Jackson.
Charmed. Now then. Oh, a little shop. We'll pop in there, get the lovely little black number in the window.
Shop's closed, love. After 5 p.m, see? But dim problem. There's a 24-hour superstore down the road. They'll have something smashing.
Right. And then where's good for dinner?
Ta-da!
Well, this is... Oh, the seats are made of plastic. How very, very...
It's all you can eat, an all you can eat Chinese buffet.
Chinese, yes, I saw in the pictures of the food in the window.
Oh, and they say Cardiff needed all that regeneration rubbish. We've a restaurant.
Is it a restaurant, though?
And it's an all you can eat. How bloody marvellous is that?
Happy day.
Oh, come on.
You need fattening up, you do. Grab a seat over there, and I'll get us some prawn crackers. You have prawn crackers in London, yeah? Well, they're basically giant crisps. What will they think of next? Bloody marvellous.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. Excuse me. Could I borrow your phone? I was in the fire in the hotel. I just need to let my husband know I'm okay.
Of course. Here you go.
Oh, thank you. It's just a local call.
Ianto, Yvonne. No, I'm fine. I've lost everything, obviously, including my phone, the Draven scanner and my dignity. I'll try and call later, but I need you to do me a favour. Dig up everything you can about Barry Jackson. He's a councillor here in Cardiff. And he's not the bloody marvellous fool he pretends to be. Thanks, Ianto.
Thank you.
No worries.
Here you go. After this, we'll get some of that chicken satay. Chicken in peanut butter. Who'd have thought it?
You'd better tell me about the murders, Barry.
Oh, right. So, it all started when the mayor died. You heard about that. Roy Llewellyn. Died 3 weeks ago.
No, I'm afraid such important news doesn't reach us in London.
Died in the big terrorist thing, you know. Well, they say it was terrorists, but I saw it for myself. Shop dummies coming alive. Obviously it was aliens.
I wouldn't know.
So, he was out shopping and he died. So a bunch of us have been nominated to replace him, as you do.
Including yourself?
Exactly. And then a couple of weeks ago, old Brian Rayner, he dies. In mysterious circumstances.
Naturally.
And since then, another four. Gone. Dead. Beheaded.
They were beheaded?
Well, I saw one of the bodies. It wasn't... I don't think it was a sword or anything. It was more... Well, it was like... Oh, excuse me. Idris? What? Oh, no. No, thank you for letting me know. I'll call you later.
Another murder?
Ross Bevan. Found by his wife half an hour ago. She'd only popped out to get some wine.
So something or someone is killing off potential mayors?
Exactly. Oh, Ross. Lovely man. Bit of a gay, if we're honest.
How many are left?
Including myself.
Well, you are a potential victim, aren't you, Barry?
Of course. There's three of us left. Julie Jones and Helen Evans.
Have you got the internet on your phone?
We're not in the Valleys.
May I?
Here.
Different locations, different times of day. All killed when they were alone.
Here, what are you doing?
Calling Julie Jones and Helen Evans. Julie Jones, hi, no, I'm Barry's new assistant. Yes, I did see him on the news. Julie, I'm sorry to stop you, but can I just ask where you are? I'm sorry. She's in the loo. Oh, lovely. She's out for dinner. Where did you... Chinese? Oh, yes, an all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet is indeed... Everyone out! Get out now! It's terrorists!
Terrorists?
Well, go in then.
It's the ladies. I don't know what goes on in London, but we have standards by her.
Julie? Julie Jones, are you in here? My name's Yvonne and I... Damn. Barry, get in here.
She's dead.
I can see that.
What are you doing?
Examining her before the police arrive and screw it up. Well, she was definitely attacked by something. I think that's saliva.
I feel sick.
Yeah, that's the prawn crackers. I'll take a couple of photos and we'll get out of here.
Poor Julie.
Hi, is that Helen? Helen, Yvonne Hartman here. I'm Barry Jackson's new assistant. I'm afraid I've some bad news. No, he's still alive. The bad news is that Ross Bevan and Julie Jones have been murdered. Can I ask where you are? Great. Now, do me a favour. Stay with people. Don't even go to the loo by yourself.
She's a woman. They never go by themselves.
Thanks, Helen. We'll see you soon. No, it's okay. I've got my eye on him. She's in the White Lion on St. Mary Street. You know it?
Oh, yes. That would be where Helen goes. She's very Welsh.
Right, fine. Lead the way. Funny that you just happen to be watching Torchwood tonight.
So you are Torchwood. I didn't know they had Torchwood in London.
Nobody does. We're meant to be a top-secret organisation.
Only a few of us on the council know about it, but we didn't used to take it seriously, really.
What changed?
Well, the shop dummies, I mean. I know those bigwigs in Big Ben said it was all terrorists, but people saw them. People were out shopping and they saw them. Shop dummies coming alive and gunning people down. What terrorists would do that? What I want to know is why you lot didn't stop them.
Us lot?
London! The government! Torchwood! Isn't that your job?
Not exactly, no.
But you deal with aliens. You've been there during the other invasions. You and UNIT and the others.
You shouldn't know about that.
All those alien invasions and nobody talks about it. Have you been gassing us? Putting something in the water?
Barry, 3 weeks ago, you're right. There was an attempted alien invasion of Great Britain. Now look around you.
What am I looking at?
These people. What are they talking about? Just stop.
I can't believe we're missing Strictly because of Janice and that stupid dog.
Oh, dry your eyes, woman.
Don't you tell me to dry my eyes.
You see? The British public don't need to be gassed. 1 week there's an alien invasion, the next there's a new series about celebrities wrestling or dancing. And in a couple of weeks it'll be Charles and Camilla. People move on.
But don't you think they have a right to know? Why is it a secret?
Because they're not ready. You're not ready to understand what's really out there. If people knew what was coming for us, they'd die.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true, love.
Oh, please don't call me love. It's incredibly patronising. All right. Imagine you're a young boy, and it's 1937, 1938. Your father's told you about that great war that nearly destroyed the world, but everything's fine now. You live in the country, on a farm, and you live a happy, if probably very dull life. Now imagine sitting that boy down with his family and showing him what's only a couple of years away. The bombs falling, the concentration camps, the killing, him being ordered to kill, the death, the destruction, the unimaginable. What do you think that boy's mother would do?
She would... You think that's what's coming?
New Year's Eve, 1999. I hadn't been working at Torchwood for long, and the phone rang. It was a man called Alex Hopkins. He used to run Torchwood here in Cardiff. He'd seen something. Something had shown him what was coming.
And he killed himself.
He was a mess, shouting down the phone that everything was going to change. I listened as he killed his team. One by one. Gunned them down to protect them, to save them. He told me I should do the same. And then he hung up.
But you didn't.
He was weak. I'm not.
So, something is coming.
Hearing those gunshots, I knew then. Torchwood needed a better leader. Torchwood had to be strong. Torchwood had to be ready. But 3 weeks ago, when the attacks happened, we weren't ready. We should have been, but we weren't. I put my hands up. That was my error. But I won't make that mistake again.
Blimey, love. Oh, sorry, Yvonne. You were a bit intense. I thought you were just a pretty bit of skirt.
Yes, some people have made that mistake. Usually only the ones. Now, where's this pub?
Here's St. Mary Street. It's just over by there.
Is this what he's always like?
Oh, yes, every Saturday night. You've got your stag parties and your hen parties. You've your gangs up from the valleys. Then there's the bankers and the backpackers and... None of them know what's coming.
See, I shouldn't have told you. We can't change the future. We can only prepare for it.
Oh, here we are. Oh, and there she is. That's her, the pint. But before we go in, one question.
We haven't got time, if we really do want to save her life.
You're helping me, and that's lovely. But what about Torchwood here? Why can't you get them to help us?
Torchwood Cardiff and Torchwood London don't really get along.
So just like the government, then?
Come on.
It might be better if I stay outside. Helen doesn't exactly like me.
God, imagine why. Well, this is pleasant.
All right, love.
Remove your hands from there or I will break them. Thank you. Helen? Helen Evans?
Sorry, love. Can I help you?
Yvonne Hartman. We spoke on the phone. About the murders. About the two murders that have taken place tonight. I'm Barry Jackson's new assistant.
Gobshite.
You've met him, then.
You want a drink, love?
What wine do they have?
Red or white?
I'll have white, then.
Oi, Colin! Pint of that one and a glass of white. Stick it on a tab.
All right, love!
So, who'd you say had died?
Julie Jones and Ross Bevan.
Jesus. Were they like the others? You know, no Ed.
Yes. Listen, I don't suppose there's somewhere a bit quieter we could go.
To, but it's my mate's birthday. Oi, Karen, get it up, yo!
Hey! Get down here!
Well, I can't just leave him, can I?
Seriously, there could be a man coming after you to kill you.
Are you sure you're Barry's new assistant?
Okay, I actually work for MI5, and we're investigating
great.
The death.
You lot sticking your noses in. Listen, love, you're not in England now. If I'm out for a mate's birthday, I'm out for a mate's birthday.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Oh, thanks, Colin. What did you ask for?
White wine.
Oh, he's given you a diamond white silver.
The Queen and Country? You're doing this for Queen and Country. Oh, it's lovely.
Down it then.
For Queen and Country.
Yay!
I'll get the next round in. Hello, Colin, was it?
That's right.
Excuse me?
Oh, what'd you say? Come and say it to my face or I'll get my boyfriend over
here. Oh, yeah, your boyfriend. You come over here and say that.
Helen, we should get out of here before it gets
rid of... Watch out! Oh!
Dress was new.
Never wear anything new in here, love. Always going to get a pint thrown over you.
Let's just get out.
Hey, you bum!
Oh, that's nearly it, Colin. It's all going to kick off now.
I mean, this isn't it all kicking off already?
Karen, behind you! Go on, Karen.
Sorry, can I just check? You are the local councillor,
yeah? Oh, don't remind me. I have a meeting tomorrow. A meeting on a Sunday. Bloody liberties. Oi, you watch where you're putting your hands!
Helen, outside, now!
What?
If you get arrested and put in a cell, I won't be able to protect you. Come on, then.
You watch yourself!
Davidson, Cooper, you're with me.
Yes, Sarge.
Got it, Sarge.
Oh, love.
What was so funny? And quick, down here.
Stay to you.
Someone grabbed my hair on the way out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's them you should be sorry for. I think I broke her nose.
Oh, not bad for a posh girl, I'll give you that.
Thank you. Now, please, listen to me. We've got to work together.
You, me, and Barry Jackson.
Someone is killing off potential mayors of Cardiff.
I know. Why do you think I'm getting so pissed, love?
Because you're weak, and that's fine. That's normal. But it's not the answer. You and I have to stick together and find somewhere safe until I can get you to London.
Well, you're not going to London, I'll tell you that for nothing.
Fine, but we can't be alone. Whoever it is goes after people when they're alone, and normally I'd have backup and weapons, and instead I'm wearing a cheap dress that's ripped and covered in... What was that drink? And that's it. So just do what I say and I'll get you through this.
Why? Why what? Why are you helping us? Since when has London given a damn about us? You didn't even send a bouquet when the mayor died.
I have my reasons. All right.
So, all right then. Who is this assassin or whatever he is?
I don't know. I imagine he's at least 7 feet tall with a big mouth.
What? What do you mean?
It's not a human assassin. It's an alien.
Oh, God. And is it blue?
Maybe. Is it behind me?
Yeah.
Is it coming towards me?
Yeah, but it's looking at me.
Helen, when I say run... No, fine, don't wait for me.
Oi, watch out!
I thought it only came after us when we were alone.
You were alone, for a minute, except for me.
Oh, maybe it eats the English as well as local councillors.
And maybe Barry wanted me out of the way as well as you.
Barry? You think that prick's behind this? Oh, oh, oh!
What?
Oh,
what, did it get you?
No, I've got a stitch. So you think Barry...
Give me that quick.
Okay. It's after you two, and it's not fussy about me. But hopefully it'll leave us alone in here with...
You want taxi?
No, we're all right, thanks.
We cannot stay here without ordering a taxi.
Listen, Ahmed, or whatever your name is.
Jesus.
You come over here. You want work.
Barry.
What?
Shut up.
You may stay for 2 minutes.
Thanks.
It's gone.
What is it? Oh, my God. I've just seen an alien.
What are they? There was another one coming after me, remember?
Indeed. I don't know. I've never seen anything like them before.
Well, can't you phone your mate again? Yanto, is it?
Barry, bless you, but I'm not the type of person who calls for help whenever I'm stuck. Look, just give me a minute and I'll work something out. I'll just be outside. You two, stay here.
You're always starving. I really liked Ross. Wasn't so mad on Julie, mind. This is really happening, isn't it? Aliens, they're really happening.
Yeah.
Do you trust her, that Yvonne? Because she doesn't trust you.
She's Torchwood. I don't think they trust anyone.
I thought she was MI5. Oh, I don't care. She downed a pint and saved my life. That's good enough for me. Barry, I'm actually really, really scared. I don't just mean tonight, I mean 3 weeks ago. We're just not used to this sort of thing.
I think we might have to get used to it. And we might have to prepare for it.
You mean extra security measures and all that?
Whichever one of us becomes mayor, we're going to have to. And I know, people will blather on about civil liberties and all that. But what choice have we got?
One night and everything changes. We can't even trust shop dummies anymore.
My wife. She saved 2 children when it happened. She's going to become a nurse. Not all of it is bad. People are good, mostly.
Okay, Barry, Helen, we need to get out of here. But we need to be with people. I'm a people person, so that's fine. What do you suggest?
Well, there's plenty of bars and clubs. Bar reunions, you a type of place. Cocktails and fancy lights.
The Priory, always packed on a Saturday night.
Yeah, because it's cheap and full of students.
They do food.
The Priory sounds good to me.
Excellent. Barry, I'll need your phone again. We'll go there. I'll try and work something out, and failing that, we get on the train back to London.
No, I'm not going to London. I'm not even going over the Severn Bridge, me.
Last train to London was at 9:30.
How does this city even function?
Thanks, Sean. Looks like it's going to be a great series of Strictly. Now, I am still at St. Helen's Hospital, where most of the casualties from the Manor Rest Hotel fire have been taken. Of course, it's only 3 weeks since I was here reporting on the terrifying terrorist attack that brought Cardiff City Centre to a standstill. It's not been confirmed that the fire tonight was related to that incident, but obviously a connection can't be ruled out. Could Wales and the rest of the United Kingdom be facing further attacks? Who can say? We tried contacting the Deputy Mayor, but he was unavailable for comment. There are also unconfirmed reports of an incident at the all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet near Roald Dahl Place, and another in the White Lion Public House on St. Mary's Street. Again, I must stress that there's nothing to link the three incidents, but speculation here at the hospital is rife. Could there be further attacks tonight? Who can say? But I'd suggest that people return to their homes and stay safe just in case. Shan, back to you.
Sorry, love, I don't think so.
I know Barry here is probably older than your usual clientele, but...
I target the you, love. State the you. This is a classy establishment.
Let me out! Let me out! I'm gonna...
Is all of Cardiff like this?
You telling me London's any better?
The bars I go to most definitely are.
Well, you'll have to take me to one of them when this is all over.
I don't think so.
Can you move on, love? You're holding up the queue.
Right. These two are local councillors, and I'm clearly not your average customer. I'm not saying I'm health and safety, but despite what's happened to my dress...
And your hair.
And my hair. You probably should let me in. Now, I know there's a common misconception that all bouncers are big, power-hungry, stupid, dumb apes. And I know that's not true. My brother's a bouncer, and he reads Voltaire. So, you're clever, and you can see I'm important. So it's clearly in your best interest to let us in. What's your name, by the way?
My name's Mike, and as I said before, can you move along, Lev?
Barry, phone. Now, that young girl who just fell out of your establishment is quite clearly underage. I can see why you let her in. She has the assets to charm a Neanderthal like yourself. But now I have a photograph of a 15, maybe 16-year-old girl falling out of your club, clearly intoxicated. One click, and that photo goes to the police. So, love, would you like to let us in?
Well, I don't feel out of place here at all.
Oh, get some vodka down your neck.
I think it might be better if we try to stay sober.
Have you met Helen?
Screw you!
Serious? You two work in government? I'll get us some drinks. You find a table. Ideally somewhere secluded.
Hey, oh, I love your hair. Almost looks real. What can I get you?
Three orange juices, please.
With vodka? Gin?
No, three orange juices and one whiskey, straight.
I've heard that one before. Oh, you hear about that hotel burning down? They reckon it was terrorists.
Really?
Here's the whiskey. Someone's thirsty. And three orange juices. That's £10 exactly, please.
Mike on the door said to put it on his tab.
Oh, Mike, so big but so stupid. Hey, where are you going?
To join my friends.
Aren't you with that lot? The drag queens always hang out near the loos.
Sorry, what's your name?
Skip.
Skip. I could have you shot. Three orange juices.
Tastes weird.
I'm hungry, me.
Right. I have had enough of you two. I run a top secret organisation that protects all of Great Britain from invasion. I have tea with the Queen twice a week. I'm trying to keep you alive and you're behaving like children. In fact, I have had enough of this city. I came here for one thing and that's probably been destroyed in the fire. I've had drinks thrown at me. I've been chased by some blue monster. For the first time in my life, I've been told I'm not welcome in a club. And now some mincy little boy behind a bar has just mistaken me for a sodding drag queen. So if you two want to stay alive, you will shut the hell up and do as I say. All right.
Sorry.
Sorry, Yvonne.
Fine. So what time's this place close?
3, usually.
Great. We'll stay here until 3, and then... think of something else. We just need to stay alive until dawn, and then... I'm sorry, but you will have to come to London.
Actually, London's all right.
I've never been.
It's quite nice. Some of it.
So you'll both come with me? Barry? Fancy a trip to Torchwood?
You could just take us to Torchwood, yeah.
I wouldn't trust them to keep you safe. Do you know how many people have died in that place over the last 100 years?
London it is, then. Cheers, love. Oh, that lager I had earlier has gone right through me. I'm off for a wee.
I'm coming with you.
Blimey, look at the queue.
Women, see? Never go by themselves. Oh, hello, love. How are you doing? I might be the new mayor of Cardiff.
So, listen, what you said earlier about Barry...
Well, it's either him or you.
What?
using an alien creature to get rid of the competition. It's been done before.
But then why help him? I don't understand.
I want to know what's really going on here. Although there's still one thing I just don't understand about tonight. You want to be the mayor, don't you?
Yeah, especially now. Oh, everyone thinks Barry Jackson's this funny, bumbling old fool, but he's dangerous. And I don't just mean because you reckon he's controlling that blue thing.
It's dangerous because they think he's a fool.
Exactly. He doesn't want what's best for Cardiff. He doesn't want what's best for the people. He wants what's best for him and his golfing pals.
I get all that. It's great you're principled. Brilliant. But you, Helen, you want to be the mayor, but, well, with all due respect, look at you.
I know, but Yvonne, love, I'm not drunk. I'm stone cold sober me.
For the first time in my life, words actually fail me.
Nobody takes him seriously because he's the funny fat man with the daft hair. Nobody takes me seriously because I'm drunk and I swear and I don't behave like a respectable young lady or any of that. But that means they underestimate me, see?
Oh, that is marvellous.
Well, you're high up in your job, aren't you? Didn't you ever do anything like that?
Not really. I was more of a... I pretend to like people, work with them, then I'd stab them in the back. I mean, not literally, of course. Well, one time, long story. Oh. Torchwood needed someone like me. Someone who thought outside of the box. Someone with a real vision for the future, but also an understanding of the past. I knew what leadership we needed. I knew things needed to change. We'd had access to alien technology for decades, and they were hardly using it. When I joined, they didn't even use spreadsheets.
Oh, bless them.
So I did what I had to do.
I get it. I've met people like you before. Do you have any friends? Real friends?
Does anyone? I realised a long time ago that you can't trust anyone. Friends, work colleagues, family.
Well, you changed things though, yeah? You changed this Torchwood.
Oh, yes. You'll see it tomorrow. A gleaming tower of glass and metal reaching to the stars and bringing down whatever we need to protect this country. The first line of defence against a dangerous universe.
Sorry, Oh, sorry, your dress.
What the...
No, it's fine. It's fine. Just get out.
So, why are you helping us then? And don't be pretending you care about the city.
Cardiff is important. Not because of your culture or anything like that. Although I'm sure it's all perfectly charming. Your city is situated on a space-time rift, and things come through it. I want to know about those things because I want to protect this country.
Don't you have any people based here?
Torchwood Cardiff, they're excellent as an emergency backup service, but they're really not professional. So I need someone in this city to keep me informed of what's going on.
And in exchange?
Helen, I have access to alien technology you couldn't dream of. And I'm willing to share.
I think you and me should have a little meeting.
My office. Tomorrow afternoon. Once I've dealt with your competitor.
It's a date.
Oh, you want to be careful saying that to a Torchwood operative. Oh, I wondered how long it would take him to get bored.
I thought you said it wouldn't attack us when there are people around.
Well, who knows? Maybe it got bored of waiting.
Do something! Stop it!
What do you want it to do? Hit it with a shoe? First thing...
Oi, what are you doing?
I don't know what that noise you were playing was meant to be. And why are you still in here? Everyone get out!
Should we get behind you?
No, I don't think so. Helen, what are you doing? You don't grow up in Splot without learning how to use a bar stool. Okay, get out! Get out!
Why isn't it following us? Because it's done its job, hasn't it, Barry?
You mean it's got us alone?
If you like.
So where is it now?
I don't know. I didn't want to do this, but I'm starting to think the only safe place for us is the Torchwood Hub. Barry, phone.
Oh, the battery's dead, I'm afraid.
Really? Helen?
Here you go.
Ianto, Yvonne, Good of you to stay late. Is Raj still there? We need the time bubble deactivating. Well, wake him... Well, if you could be a dear and wake him up, that would be marvellous. Thank you. Raj, sorry to wake you, but we're going to need the...
Ah! Yvonne! Look out! Helen!
Why isn't it going after you, Barry? Eh?
I know, love.
Oh, Yvonne! Help me!
I haven't got anything.
Then what use are you? What use is your tower and your queen if our home? Oh, God, please! I don't want to die.
There's got to be something. There's something I can do.
Oh, please!
You can just stand there and watch.
Well, I didn't want it to come after me, did I? Maybe you shouldn't have brought Helen with us.
I thought I could keep her safe, you bastard.
No, no, I didn't do anything. It was that thing. Uh-oh, it spotted you again.
Oh, bollock!
Hello? Hello, can you hear me? We on air? Sorry about that. I'm still at St. Helen's Hospital and we're receiving news. There's been another incident in town at the Priory nightclub near Queen Street. Reports are unclear at the moment, but eyewitnesses are claiming that some kind of animal appeared and attacked a number of people. Again, it's too soon to say if there's any direct connection with the earlier incident, but we'll keep you updated throughout the night with any further developments. And as if that wasn't bad enough, apparently there's more rain on the way. Isn't that right, Shan?
Ow. Hello? Helen. Oh, Helen. I'm sorry. Phone. Oh, God, her phone. Thank God. Ianto, Yvonne. Yeah, I'm fine. It's just a minor head injury. I'll be fine. Just. I'm standing in the rain outside a nightclub next to a corpse, and I'm starting to think that this is... Welcome to Torchwood, Wales. I need you to, ow. No, it's okay. It's just a bit of blood. Oh, I need you to find me an address. Yeah, Barry Jackson. Did you find anything on him? Not even a parking ticket. Give me his address. Thank you. Does it always rain here? Right, now I need money. I'm at a cash machine on Queen Street, London Credit Bank. No card. Can you... Yanto Jones, you are going places. Thank you. Now go home. Sleep. I'm nearly finished here. Taxi!
Where to?
Ah, good evening. Rahim, is it?
I'm not being funny, but are you all right?
Before you say anything, I know I'm a bit of a mess, but I'm fine. Really, I am. I just need to get home. I need to get to the Waterside Apartments as soon as possible, and I've got £200, which should cover the fare and any cleaning costs. What a night, eh, Rahim?
Yeah.
But it's always like this. But before we go anywhere, Rahim, I have to ask you an important question.
Oh?
Who do you think is going to win Strictly?
Well...
We'll be here with a national lottery update. The death toll from the Marburg virus epidemic in Angola has risen to 120. The first confirmed case outside of the...
Oh, love, you should have buzzed and I'd have let you up. I'm in the living room. Would you like a whiskey?
I'm fine, thank you.
You got here quicker than I thought you would. I knew you were good.
Oh, cut the bull and just tell me what all this is about.
Well, obviously I killed the previous mayor. That alien invasion thing was quite handy, really. Where's the best place to hide a body? In with a load of other bodies.
Oh, Barry, I'd work that out before you'd finish the prawn crackers. And obviously you have some device for controlling the creature. And obviously you already knew about Torchwood and me. I just want to know why. You've really done all of this just because you want to be the mayor of Cardiff.
It's actually quite important that I am the mayor, you see. I work for an organisation.
Okay, but me? Why involve me? You could have killed the others tonight without involving me.
Well, it was a bit of a giggle, really. But also, don't you see, all these incidents in one night? We created chaos and fear. We did it, Yvonne. You were there. With CCTV and eyewitness reports, it won't be long before the police are coming after you. Because obviously, I was just your prisoner, wasn't I? Stupid fat Barry Jackson couldn't have done all this. But who is this glamorous lady from London, eh?
I'm this close to coming over there.
Oh, a bit dumb there, wasn't I? Should have hidden the kitchen knives. Stupid Barry, never thought of that. It's a new set, you see. Looks nice on the side. Got it from a catalogue.
Hand over the device. The one you've been using to control the creature.
I'm sorry. Would you like a towel or something? Only you look like something from a Stephen King.
Barry, hand it over. Slowly, or I will quite happily kill you.
Fine. On one condition.
No conditions.
Just a little one. Oh, go on. Because let's be honest, we do need to talk. You want to know what I want, but I just want to know why you helped me in the first place. What made you get involved in local politics, Yvonne Hartmann?
Let's chat on the balcony. I want to see the city you've killed to become the mayor of.
Look at it. The greatest city in the world. Facing the future, but never forgetting its past.
It's fine.
Oh, Yvonne, love. Look at it. And now it's mine. Isn't that nice?
You can have it. But the device, you give that to me.
Oh, here you go. It's an alien, you know. But it lives in this other dimension, apparently. I don't really know how it works, to be honest. But I press this button to call him. And then this bit here tells him where to go. And up he pops. I tell you, it was quite tricky earlier, trying to do it in my pocket when you were there. Lord knows what people thought I was doing.
Thank you. If it's alien, it's ours. Safe in our hands.
I won't be needing it anymore. The others are all dead, so there's only one man for the job.
And what if you were dead?
But I'm not, love.
6 floors up, Barry. I want you to jump over the edge.
I don't think so.
I could stab you. In fact, not just stab you. I could cause you an awful lot of pain.
You wouldn't. You don't get your hands dirty. Look at you. You're a manager. You were useless tonight. Go back to your London and your PowerPoint presentations as a good girl.
You don't know anything about me. You don't know what I've done. Nobody does.
But look at you. You're all makeup and hair.
I was. I've spent years becoming Yvonne Hartmann, but tonight, well, that's all gone now. What is it you said? Like something out of a Stephen King?
I won't do it.
Barry Jackson, who died today. A suicide note was found in his flat, revealing his involvement in a series of murders. Poor Barry, so full of guilt, so cut.
Don't stab me, please.
Climb up on the balcony, there's a good boy.
Please, I'll do anything you want. Don't you see? I'll be the mayor of Cardiff. I can help you.
I know. So the big question is, who helped you? Because you didn't do all this by yourself.
I can't say. They'll kill me.
I'll kill you if you don't.
There's this organization, see? They employ loads of us. Enablers, they call us. There's even one in you a lot. And before you ask, I can't tell you who it is. I can't. It's one of the rules. It's a bit like Fight Club. What if we don't fight? We just secretly run the world.
Oh, you mean a committee?
What? You know about us? Torchwood knows about us?
I've heard of you. Torchwood hasn't. But like I said, nobody should ever underestimate me. Okay, Barry, this is how it's going to work. I need a man on the inside in Cardiff. You know about the Rift, yes?
The space-time thing brings all the alien stuff here.
That's right. But it's not just that. There's one particular alien we're looking for. And according to our records, he'll be returning here one day. You will let me know when that happens.
I don't understand. You have Torchwood here. Please. Please, can I get down? I don't like heights.
Jack Harkness down there in his little bunker is a liability. He doesn't report to us. He's not doing this for Queen and Country. He's not Torchwood.
So when this man comes back, this alien...
Who better than the mayor to keep me posted?
So, it didn't really matter who you kept alive in the end, me or Helen?
As I said, local politics, boring.
And if I help you, if I report to you when this alien guy returns, you'll let me live?
Indeed. And I won't go to the police. And I won't tell anyone in Torchwood what you've done. And you'll make sure they don't come after me.
I'll do it. We can do it. We can work together.
You killed people. Innocent people.
We can work together, Yvonne. Please.
I liked Helen.
Please. You and me. Working together.
For Queen and Country.
Is that a yes?
On Monday, I'll come up with a cover story. I'll make sure everyone knows you're innocent. But you report to me. You tell me everything that happens in this city.
I will. Please. Can I get down, please?
Fine.
So, it's a deal. It's a deal. We work together. Oh, come on. Shake my hand.
It's a deal, but I wouldn't shake your hand if you paid me. Oh, and Barry.
Yes. Oh!
That's for Helen. Don't worry. Shh. Don't scream out. It's okay. It's just a leg wound. You'll be limping for the rest of your life. But that'll be a nice reminder not to screw with me and not to kill anyone else. Good boy. Good boy.
No!
I'll see myself out. Torchwood, outside the government, beyond the police, fighting for the future on behalf of Great Britain. The 21st century is when everything changes, and I'll do anything, anything, to make sure that we're ready.
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions.
Who are you? What do you want?
My name is Jack Harkness. I'm here to help you.
If you don't leave right away, I'm phoning the police.
Mr. Redmond, I know that isn't you in St. Petersburg. We need to talk.
Ah! Ah!
Are you afraid of dying? Look what you made me do, Jack.
Nothing which has happened to you these last few years was an accident. Everything was by design.
Neil Redmond.
Neil Redmond.
Neil Redmond.
Big Finish. We love stories.
I love you. I love you.
Hi, I'm Joe Lidster, and I'm the writer of Torchwood One Rule.
Hi, I'm Tracy Ann Oberman, and I play Yvonne Hartman. Joe, why did you decide to bring Yvonne into this Torchwood world again?
Well, I was given a list of options of available characters, and yeah, Yvonne just stood out to me because I loved her in the TV series, and I liked the challenge of bringing a Doctor Who character, a baddie in Doctor Who, and making her a goodie in Torchwood without losing what her character was. So yeah, and I was asked to give her a bad night in Cardiff, which, as someone who's been to Cardiff quite a few times, I've had lots of good nights and lots of bad nights, so there might be some personal experiences in there.
Having filmed up in Cardiff, obviously, when I did Doctor Who, I think you've captured, this isn't so much a question as a statement, I think you've captured a bad night in Cardiff really well.
But I have had lots of good nights in Cardiff as well. I was slightly wary of writing a script that was saying Cardiff is horrible. So I do have the very specific moment in it where someone says, no, not all of Cardiff is like this.
But actually, a bad night in Cardiff actually is normally a good
night
in Cardiff.
Night, yeah.
You can't really have a bad night in Cardiff.
Yes. I'm usually the girl falling out of the club. So what's it like playing the part again? Because it's been 10 years?
Coming back to playing Yvonne again is brilliant. I love it, and I love this script. I think you've done such a great job with it. All the ambiguity of who she was in the first place and who Russell, when Russell rang me up and offered me the part and said, you know, she's the girl that started off as the tea girl at the BBC and basically stabbed everyone in the back to become the Director General. You've captured in Yvonne. And the ambiguity of whether she was good or bad, you know, she was just very driven. I really think you've captured her, and it reminds me of what a great female character she was.
Yeah, well, when I rewatched it, obviously, and what struck me about it was the concept of Doctor Who is always he meets a baddie, and so nominally she's the baddie, but actually she has a few questionable morals, you know, she's a little bit right-wing maybe, but actually what she's doing and what she wants to do, it's not personal gain, it's nothing like that. She just is trying to protect Great Britain. So that was how I tried to look at it, was go, well, empathise with her, and she's actually, a lot of what she says and a lot of what she does makes sense, And I did sort of jokingly say, in many ways, she's the most competent member of Torchwood we see on screen.
Absolutely.
Because all of Torchwood Cardiff are bonkers and brilliant, but they, you know, Yvonne, I get the impression, has built Canary Wharf, hired all those people. She is a really good people person. And there are lots of lovely moments in it, like the moment where she knows that Freema's character is having an affair with the other guy, and she's perfectly happy with that. You know, that's so not a Doctor Who baddie. So it was actually quite, it wasn't that much of a challenge to go, well, let's look at a story from her point of view.
And she just always had a super objective, you know, and her super objective wasn't personal to anybody. You know, she wasn't out to harm anybody. She just had this super objective drive for Great Britain, you know, and bring back the empire. But the lovely twist that you've got of her about, you know, the people skills. But also, she could never have been a pure baddie because she was the only person to ever overcome her cyber training.
Exactly.
As the oily tear went down her silver face.
Was that you?
Sadly,
in the costume?
Not. I was really upset. I really wanted to be in a cyber costume. No, so I love that you've brought her back. I hope she appears in more.
I'd like to do more, If James Goss is listening, we could do the series. We could do just an Yvonne spin-off. Yvonne has bad nights in every city. I've been to Hull a few times. That's grim. She could have a grim night in Hull.
Don't send her to Hull. I love it. I think it's all brilliant. You've just got her wit. Actually, my favourite bit is the harrowing bit when she talks about having to listen to the man shooting his colleagues because of knowing what's coming. And I think you captured that really well.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's in the TV series. Well, not
but you still,
is, but
I don't know, you've got this idea of, you know, we're living in a... It's actually quite a political piece because we do live in a world where every day we are watching horrors and we sort of know there's an impending doom on our doorstep, but we just carry on talking about Strictly.
Yeah.
And it's the only way we can get through.
The way we get through it. And I think, that's what I really enjoyed writing, was writing that side of it. And it's tricky with a character. When you're doing something that is a bit of a character piece, you don't want Yvonne suddenly revealing that, you know, she had this terrible childhood because mummy and daddy died in a car crash and things like that. But you kind of want to hint at stuff. And I think that's what I've tried to do, is just give a little bit more background to her without her, without losing who she is, without losing that professional side of her. So it's about, I think, the whole play. And I think this came about from James Goss' suggestion of she has a bad night in Cardiff and bad things keep happening. The whole play is about her starting off in her very cool, controlled state that we saw her in television, and then gradually losing that. So she's always fighting back. And there are just moments where she slightly loses control. I like the bit where she goes outside of the taxi office and just has a moment to herself. So, yeah, it was fun sort of taking that. It was just such a brilliant character.
The mask. She is a brilliant character. And I love that you've got under the mask, but in a really subtle way. Yeah. I mean, she's just a great female character. You've really embodied her.
Brilliant hearing you all record. It's just been so much fun.
Every time I look around at the end of a take, I can see you're laughing. She's got that. She's funny.
She's always got an... She's very clever and witty and everything. I think that's the thing. It's that BBC girl who stabbed through many people's backs to get to the top. She does have that, but... She is intelligent. Mm. She's. If you haven't rewatched the story, you might remember her as being just camp and walking around going happy days and things like that. You actually watch the story, she's brilliant. Absolutely gets one over on the Doctor.
She walks that fine line. You know, there's just a glint of steel in the eye, but she's utterly charming. Yeah. And I think he did a great job, Russell, of making a complicated female character.
Yeah.
You know, she wasn't just like, is she a baddie, is she a goodie? She was complicated.
Yeah. She can be feminine.
Yes.
Without losing, you know, sometimes I think people mistake writing strong female characters as writing them as men. And I think what I was very keen on was to write her as a woman who is brilliant.
There's something very film noirish about her, and I like that.
Yay. So have more adventures.
Please.